Six facilitators of crime tourism arrested for $5.5 million theft scheme. Six people have been arrested in Los Angeles on August 28 after allegedly facilitating a crime tourism group comprised of South Americans and other individuals who engaged in burglaries and thefts throughout the United States, and then laundered millions in illicit proceeds. The six individuals were charged by a federal grand jury on August 1, according to the Department of Justice. That indictment charged seven defendants in total with multiple felonies, including wire fraud, money laundering, conspiracy, and structuring transactions to avoid federal financial reporting requirements. If convicted, they face up to 20 years in federal prison for each wire fraud and money laundering-related count, up to 10 years in federal prison for each structuring count, and up to 5 years in federal prison for the conspiracy to transport stolen property interstate count. Crime tourism is a major problem impacting not just Southern California, but our entire nation, said U.S. Attorney Martin Estrada. These defendants facilitated and directed crime tourists who committed hundreds of robberies across the country. In essence, they acted as quarterbacks for a team of thieves, Estrada said. We will continue to work with our local partners to hold accountable those who would come to our country and take advantage of our liberties to steal from the American people. The DOJ said that crime tourism groups are comprised of individuals who often originate from outside of the United States, including from South America and elsewhere. Members of such groups are responsible for conducting multiple burglaries, thefts, and other crimes throughout the country, the department said. The groups often share the spoils of the thefts with facilitators and co-conspirators, as well as others, both inside and outside the United States, according to the DOJ. According to the indictment, 57-year-old Juan Carlos Thola Duran, also known as Parcero, and his live-in girlfriend, Ana Maria Arriagada, 41, otherwise known as Parquera, lived in Santa Clarita and owned a car rental or dealership business named Driver Power Rentals. From at least 2018 to July 2024, Thola Duran directed individuals, often members of crime tourism theft groups traveling from South America, to travel to various parts of the United States to commit thefts, the indictment states. The thefts involved shoplifting goods from stores, burglarizing residences and commercial businesses, and stealing victims' credit and debit cards. Thola Duran and Arriagada, through their car rental business, provided vehicles for the thief co-conspirators to carry out their burglaries across the country, the indictment states. Stolen goods sold for millions. In an effort to make the car rentals appear legitimate and maintain anonymity, the two also required their co-conspirators to provide false identification when renting a vehicle for DPR's records. After members of the criminal group stole credit or debit cards, they were directed by Thola Duran and Arriagada to immediately purchase electronics, gift cards, designer purses, and other high-end luxury goods from stores including Target, Best Buy, and the Home Depot before the cards could be frozen or canceled. Thola Duran also arranged for the thieves to deliver stolen or fraudulently obtained goods to associates at DPR or to mail them to other co-conspirators, including defendant Miguel Angel Barajas, 57, of Northridge, or to other conspirators at a FedEx store in Sherman Oaks, the indictment states. Thola Duran's 33-year-old son, Giancarlo Thola, has also been charged as a co-defendant. Prosecutors said he picked up the parcels and delivered them to Thola Duran and other conspirators. Thola Duran would then purchase the goods at a fraction of their retail value and pay the thieves a percentage of the item's value. The DOJ said Thola Duran sold the stolen goods to other buyers for approximately $5.5 million over the course of the scheme, including approximately $5.1 million which was sent to various bank accounts controlled by the co-conspirators. The defendants allegedly used their stolen gains to purchase real estate and horses and structured cash withdrawals in a way that wouldn't alarm banks. Arriagada's mother is also listed in the indictment as an unnamed co-conspirator, along with Patricia Enderton of California and Federico Jorge Treble IV, also of California. The indictment also alleges that Thola Duran, Arriagada, and others conspired to fraudulently obtain $274,998 in COVID-19 business relief loans from May 2020 to June 2021. Ventura County Sheriff James Freihoff said law enforcement has arrested more than 130 suspects linked to the crime tourism group since 2019. The vast majority used vehicles supplied by DPR, he said. It is not clear if the defendants have legal representation. The Epoch Times has contacted the DOJ for further comment.